from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister visits Ramadi. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi visited Ramadi today after government forces recaptured the government compound in the key western city. Iraqi state television reported that the prime minister was in Ramadi but offered no other details. An Iraqi military officer, however, told the Associated Press the prime minister met with security and provincial officials. The fall of Ramadi to Islamic State in May was a big blow to the prime minister's government and military as they struggled in their campaign to push back against the militants. There was more violence in northeastern Kenya Monday as two civilians were killed when Kenyan military officers fired on a car in the Mandera region. Other incidents have raised concern about safety in the region where Al-Shabaab militants from Somalia are known to be active. VOA's Jill Craig speaks with analysts about what this violence means for Kenya's security.
The Mandera region in far northeastern Kenya has experienced a rash of attacks in recent weeks. On December 21st, Al-Shabaab militants shot at a passenger bus and then attempted to divide the passengers into groups based on religion, Muslim or Christian. 6 days later, militants killed two police officers and injured several others. The next day, Kenyan soldiers shot and killed two motorists they suspected of carrying weapons. Richard Tuta is a Homeland Security and counter-terror expert in Nairobi.
So those who are intending to attack those areas, they have realized that there are some soft spots. There are some gaps that are existing within the security systems.
Some of those gaps may be the result of the Kenyan intelligence community's limitations when it comes to quickly acting upon information. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
And this is VOA News.